visual representation of what the Wizards season has done to Bradley Beal. Let's bring in the panel here. I love what you said about this, Sarah Spave. What is this? This is...
I'd be looking out for Pennywise in here.
Also, did you wake up for Osaka or Serena? This is going to be a test. I'm going to see if you were there. Let's go.
I'm going to flaunt at the gym at 3 a.m.
This today from Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms on the NBA All-Star Game. It's via Chenyu Her of 11 Live News. People should not travel to Atlanta to party under normal circumstances. We'd be grateful, but not this year. It's not a typical year. I have shared my concerns related to the public health and safety with the NBA. We're in agreement this is a made-for-TV event only. Woo! Jackie McMullen, first to you. How does that strike you?
Well, she finally said out loud what the NBA probably wished she didn't say out loud. It's a made-for-TV event. We know that. Here's the danger, and she's hit on it. People will come. You have an all-star game, people will come. You tell them there's not going to be any sanctioned parties, there are some people that will still come. I don't know if the mayor has the jurisdiction to tell all the businesses, don't have any all-star banners in your bars or in your restaurants. But let's pretend this event isn't happening in our city. Obviously, that's going to be hard to do. So if the mayor of Atlanta has sounded the alarm, we already know LeBron has, and Giannis has, and Kawhi has. If that wasn't enough, I don't think this game is going to be stopped, Tony. It's going to happen. We've discussed why, the TV revenue that comes along with it. But also keep this in mind. We've talked before about players saying, I don't want to do this. I mean, I'll go if I get picked, but I really don't want to go. Remember, who's sharing that money with the NBA? The players are.
Sarah Spain, hearing that from the mayor of Atlanta, do you believe this game is going to go on?
I think it will go on. I think Jackie is right, right? This is for the TV partners. This is for the shared money that goes to both the league and the players. The players have been in on these negotiations to go forward with the game. I don't think made for TV is necessarily an insult, especially since pretty much all of our sports have been made for TV events in the last year plus. It's more so that I think she's trying to hammer home the idea that whatever you associate with the All-Star Game and All-Star Weekend, that ain't happening here. We're not going to have parties. The NBA is not going to have events. Whatever you imagine it will be like if you come here to help celebrate this, get that out of your heads. And I would agree with Jackie that if there's jurisdiction where she can level severe fines or go above and beyond whatever you might get as a bar owner or club if you attempt to do something on the underground, she can make it very clear that she's going to bring down the hammer on that. And I think that might be necessary in this case.
Woody Page, I'll ask it to you this way. Can the NBA go forward in good conscience with this All-Star game after hearing what the mayor of Atlanta said?
Of course not, but they will. They'll go on with this game, even though they shouldn't. And in regard to what Sarah was just talking about, having grown up in the South and spending a lot of time in Atlanta, the people are going to show up, Sarah, and it's going to be like what happened in Tampa after the Super Bowl. They're not going to wear masks. They're going to party. Guess what? No matter what the mayor and the city council in Atlanta say, people are going to come to party anyway. I don't know why in the world the NBA wanting to make it a made-for-TV event. They had one. They had the playoffs in Orlando. Why didn't they take all those players back down there and say, we'll just have all the events right here with nobody and make it for TV? If it's for TV, why are you in Atlanta?
And Clinton Yates.
First of all, I'd like to commend Keisha on a legitimate piece of leadership here in terms of what she said, but I do want to kind of steer what the purpose of what her point is here. If you talk to anybody who lives in Atlanta, who works in Atlanta, it's not about other people coming necessarily. It's about the people that are already there have never stopped partying. You look at anywhere on what's going on in Georgia, and folks are out there getting after it, and those people that are already there are going to be doing that. So adding extra folks is probably the issue here in terms of what her concern is. So, yeah, she can say one thing about the NBA, but she's looking to protect her constituents in terms of what is already a hot spot in America in Fulton County for sure. That's where this is coming from, and I think it makes a lot of sense from her to say what she said.
Jackie, the NBA has approached this as a protocol, I think, issue in some ways, right? You saw the latest adjustments to the protocol telling players you have to take a private jet to get there and you're not allowed to leave the hotel. But once again, I'll ask you, hearing this from the mayor of the city hosting it, could they in good conscience move forward here?
Yes. Yes, they can, because I don't think that the mayor just learned that the All-Star game is going to be there. I'm sure there were conversations with the city and the state of Georgia. I'm sure those conversations have already happened.
Okay. We know what I'm learning today? That Clinton Yates is on a first-name basis with Mayor Bottoms here. We'll move on. Talking about the dynamic between league and player, that's the crux of this next story. Here's Draymond Green.
To watch Andre Drummond before the game, sit on the sideline, then go to the back, and then come out in street clothes because a team is going to trade him is bull. Because when James Harden asked for a trade, but he was castrated for wanting to go to a different team, and everybody destroyed that man. At some point, as players, we need to be treated with the same respect and have the same rights that the team can have.
With Cleveland shutting down Andre Drummond until they can trade him, and Detroit doing the same with Blake Griffin, Draymond Green wants to have a conversation about team-player dynamic. That there's hypocrisy in how it's viewed when a player does it versus when a team does it. Does Green have this right around the horn to Clinton Yates?
Yes, he does. And to his words, I will say very flatly, amen. The larger point of what he's getting at here in terms of what players are allowed to do, how things work in terms of public opinion, and how that works in terms of how transactions go down is obviously something that I agree with. Now, here's the key point, though. Do not confuse order with fairness. That is what is at matter here, is that all these things that people think about in terms of all the specific examples you can state as to why one person should not go or should not come, it does not delete the larger point that the power balance in terms of how players are expected to behave when they are on the block as far as transactions are concerned is not fair. And you can find each way to sort of shortcut around each person, but overall, Draymond's point and all the examples he laid out indicate a larger issue that is at hand here in terms of what player empowerment is supposed to be. And I commend him for saying it as frankly, for his purposes, as calmly as he did, even though he did curse.
Woody Page, is Draymond Green 100% right, partly right here? What's your view of this?
I'm glad we got to see the tape. And for people who maybe thought his words were going to be loud and that they were going to be boisterous, no, he was very calm, as Clint said. Throughout the conversation, he was holding his voice together. But I want to take another direction, Clinton. What happens if Drummond then comes out today and says, I don't want to be traded, and I don't want to be here. I want you to release me. I want to go to Golden State. And if he said all those things, people would be on his back and complaining about what he said. So Draymond is absolutely right that so Drummond is supposed to sit there and not open his mouth and sit on the bench in street clothes. It makes no sense whatsoever. I've talked to the commissioner of baseball recently, and I said, why don't you represent the players in the game? And he said, that's what the Players Association's for. No, where is the commissioner actually agreeing with Draymond on this issue that the players do need more respect? I know the complaint's going to be, well, they make so much money. Both these guys, Drummond and Blake Griffin, got tens of millions of dollars coming to them over the next 2 years. Well, that doesn't matter. If you're not getting respect, the money doesn't really matter.
And Woody, you're talking, Draymond spoke specifically about Anthony Davis being fined for things he said by the league. But he's also talking about how the media covers it all, the players versus covering the team. Sarah Spain, I'll bring you in here.
Yeah, I mean, I think the larger point we've been talking about forever, right? Teams get to do whatever they want, and it's business. When players do it, they're spoiled or they aren't allowed to, right? We've had these conversations forever. I think the next level is to understand the importance of player empowerment without forgetting that sports relies on multiple players, a coach, a GM, an owner, a staff, right? This isn't an individual event. So if a player like James Harden signs a contract and that team plans for the next 4 years based around the idea that he has committed to them for that 4 years, then everyone else that they sign and every other move they make and how much money they put in is all reliant on believing that he's going to be true to that deal. When he changes his mind, that is his right to move his talent where he wants, but people can be critical of the decisions he's made leading up to that have dictated throughout what that team will do to make things best for him. And then if he wants to leave, they're left high and dry. I'm all for player empowerment in the abstract, but I do think there are individual circumstances and scenarios wherein someone's individual choice then spoils it for everyone else. What about every other teammate who came there because you promised you were going to be there? And they said, well, they've got him for 4 years, so I'm going to be on a contender. It's much more complicated than just saying, yes, I agree that anytime a player wants to change his mind, he should be able to.
I see you, Clinton Yates. I
I know you want back in, but I'm going to go to Jackie McMullen here first.
Yeah, so when I saw this report about Andre Drummond, I was just like, man, I feel for Andre Drummond. He's done everything the Cleveland Cavaliers asked. He's averaging 17.5 points a game. He's second in the league in rebounding. He's been a really good player. It's not like he's sitting on the end of the bench. And I think I was glad Draymond did this. And I think if we're talking specifically about Andre Drummond, I don't understand why. Okay, you go to him and you say, listen, we're going to move on from you. We like Jared Allen better. These are all just hard truths. But why do you make him go back into the locker room, go into street clothes, and make him sit on that bench? Why don't you let him go home? A little decency goes a long way. Why don't you treat him like a human being that has some feelings? And that's what I was feeling. When I saw Drummond on that bench last night, I was like, man, this just doesn't feel right to me. And it's more about just treating someone like a human being instead of a transaction.
Clinton Yates, back in.
For me, the question is simple. Do you put the fulcrum of responsibility on the person who is there paying other people or on the person whose talents? None of this would be available to even watch without their participation. I happen to be somebody who looks at it in the latter. I understand why other people look at it as
Sarah Spain.
I don't look at that any differently. I just do think that there's a balance there. If you had signed a four-year deal because you wanted the solidity and you wanted the security of 4 years, and then you get terribly injured, you're still getting all that money. If you really want flexibility and to make up your mind, then do a 1+1+1 every single year like LeBron used to do, where he said, I want you to make sure you do right by me and we keep contending and I'll keep showing up for you and re-signing my option.
Woody Page?
Sure, we've got to remember the Harden situation. He actually did dog it to get traded. But in these two players' cases, they have been loyal soldiers to the teams that they're playing for, even though they're bad.
Right.
They'd like to go where they can.
Sarah, you were speaking of the Harden situation or a situation where a player signed a contract. Well, how about Blake Griffin? He was in this equation as well. He signed with the Clippers for the maximum. 7 months later, after they had a ceremony with his a jersey in the rafters, they traded him. So it goes both ways. It's not a one-way street here.
Totally.
Yeah. Taking a break here. Buy or sell on the other side. Woody Page in the lead with Clinton Yates, Spain, McMullen. Some work to do on
buy or
sell.
Don't be shocked. My God.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
All right, let's see whose alarm clock works and who likes to hit snooze. Naomi Osaka drilling Shea Sui. Serena Williams rolling Simona Halep. The matchup everyone wanted, as if there was any doubt, will be in the semis Wednesday night / Thursday morning. Osaka versus Williams. How they got here, how they're trending going in, and this quote from Osaka that she's intimidated when she's up against Serena. Clinton Yates, what do we have here?
I think we have a situation where Serena actually has a little bit more to overcome than Naomi in this situation. Number one, she's trying to chase 24 in terms of the record and all that. But the tennis she's playing right now, if she plays the way she played against Sabalenka or even Potapova, who she got to the tiebreak in the first set with, she's going to lose. And she knows that because of how well Osaka's been playing. So I think that she's going to have to play her best tennis to beat the person who she intimidates.
So you hear Osaka say, I'm a little intimidated by Serena Williams, and you think Serena should be more, I don't want to put words in your mouth,
I think Serena has more to do. Serena has more to do in this situation. But of course, I understand Naomi being intimidated by the GOAT.
Woody Page?
Yeah, I don't think Osaka's going to be intimidated. She's 2-1 overall. One, she beat her in the only major they played in. And we know that Serena hasn't been intimidated since she was probably 2 years old by anything. And Serena is playing so well. I mean, she has decided at this age to slow down her serve and also to go deeper with her volleys. And I think that it's paying off. There's not going to be intimidation. This should be a final. Not, it should be the final, not
I like
where
what you're saying about slowing down her serve and working on the volley. It sounds like somebody was watching the match at what would be 1 a.m. your time, benefiting from that mountain time zone.
No
Sarah Spade, how about you?
What do we have here? Well, we have a matchup of two NWSL owners, Angel City versus NC Courage. We have two people who should not be intimidated, Serena for obvious reasons, but Naomi Osaka 10-0 in quarterfinals or later of majors. She has not won a major once she's reached the quarterfinals ever, and that 2-1 record against Serena. So Serena might find more ambition because she's going for that record tying, or it could be something that causes her tension and pressure. So you could read this any number of ways. I'm just fired up for the match.
Has never not won a major. She made the quarterfinals too. Double negative proves positive for Spade. Go ahead, Jackie.
That is an absolutely incredible stat. I just look at the two of these, and I don't know, maybe you guys thought of this. I keep thinking of like Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, to be honest.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
The next great, wonderful person who could be the greatest of all time before she's done Osaka. She certainly has the makings of it, but standing in her way is someone that's been there before, that knows what it takes. I can't wait to see this match either. I wish it happened sooner, and by that I mean I wish Serena was a little younger, I guess is really what I'm saying. That doesn't mean she can't win, and Lord knows I'm rooting like crazy for her, and I love Osaka. I always root for Osaka unless she's playing Serena in number 24.
Buy or sell two, a conversation that is now happening in college basketball. Jalen Johnson opting out of the Duke season with 6 games left before the ACC tournament helped prepare for the NBA draft. But the conversation in college basketball's world right now and how it responded is part of this story. John Rothstein, quote, with 3 weeks left, isn't opting out, it's quitting. Jeff Goodman, quote, off-court issues, end quote, between Johnson's camp and the Blue Devils. Woody, let's start here. How do you consider a player leaving with 6 games left?
Well, I know this is called buy or sell, but I am going to accept. If he wants to opt out, 19-year-olds are not quitters. The guy is concerned about his future. He's not getting paid. It's in a pandemic. They are meaningless games. Duke is not any good this year. He was injured. He's come back. He's coming off the bench. Why not get on with your life where you can earn some money?
Sarah Spain.
I agree. I think it's his right to step away, even if it's disappointing to the coach and teammates. It's also the right of NBA teams to look at his record in high school and college and decide for themselves whether they should be concerned about his decision-making. What's not right, and I've heard, is people saying this is going to end up like bowl games where we're going to ruin March Madness. That system has been broken and continues to be broken, so if players want out to make themselves money instead of you, then fix the system. Don't criticize the players.
So you're buying this as a former college athlete, Jackie McMahon. You also a former college athlete. How do you hear a player leaving a team with 6 games to go?
So I don't love this because I do believe in staying through to the end with your team, your teammates, your coach, and all of that. But if we're talking about business, and that's what we talk about in sports all the time now, this is a business decision. Just like we were talking before about teams making a business decision, the player has a right to make one as well. And that's what he's done here. He had some sort of injury. Our guys say he's ranked as the number one small forward in the draft. He's still going to get drafted pretty high regardless of this.
Glenn Yates.
There's a pandemic. He's injured. The team's not that great, and he wants to go pro, but he's going to go top 10. There is nothing at all to sell here. Reminder, Kyrie Irving played 11 games for those exact Duke
Blue. You believe, much like the Draymond conversation we had 5-10 minutes ago, that the player is getting too much heat here, being called a quitter, Jackie McMullen.
Yeah, I do to some degree. Now, I don't know this player at all. I don't know the ins and outs of his the deals with the team, but he's made a decision. He's gambling on himself. So it's all about what he's going to do in the future. He's gambling on himself.
It wasn't too many weeks ago his coach, or former coach, I guess at this point, Coach K had said there shouldn't be an NCAA tournament. There shouldn't be a season going forward.
Well, that's because he's not going to
sounded like he wanted to opt out at some point. Jackie McMullen, Clint Yates, that'll be the last word. Woody Page, Sarah Spain, showdown in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Showdown one is a visual daily double. You ready? There it is. That's the visual. Bradley Beal ball retrieval service. This is what the NBA's leading point scorer is doing with his life in Washington this year. Does Bradley Beal ball retrieval service get your business, Woody Page?
My dad always said to me, son, the more you can do, he just proved that he can do even more off the court than he can on the court. He should sell the bottom of his shoes, though, to some sponsor.
I mean, Russell Westbrook should have been under there, not the guy who's been repping this team. I thought maybe instead of looking for a ball, he was looking for more than the 8 wins they have this season. Any wins under there? Any W's under there?
You said it was Pennywise, which
facts.
I see. It's also a little
facts.
Wizard of Oz, because it's like the house falling on top of a witch or a wizard in this case. We'll move on.
Yeah.
Showdown 2 audio daily double. Let's take a listen to this.
Walk right into Fenway Park. We are on the baseball field right now. We're Fenway Park. This is like no worldwide known for baseball.
Police investigating two individuals who snuck onto the field at Fenway Park. Is this conduct becoming of, if you do in fact sneak into a ballpark, is it conduct becoming, Sarah?
Well, first I was going to say I'm outraged that it's that easy to get into Fenway, but I am far more outraged that that guy was taking swings on the pitcher's mound. Has he even seen a baseball game?
Oh,
what are we
Sarah,
doing?
Weren't you impressed with his swing, though? I think the way the Red Sox are going with their players, they should sign both of these guys to 3-year contracts and actually put him at the mound.
I don't think I heard a Boston accent in there. I don't think I did. It seemed like they were maybe from out of town a little bit. 30 seconds of FaceTime, Woody Page.
Incredibly good news today. For those of you that have been keeping up with the young girl who was injured in the crash that happened just before the Super Bowl, and we know that story, but she is, Ariel Young has been in a coma since the Super Bowl. Well, last night, she came out of the coma. And we've got to be excited about that news and the direction you're taking. But here's a final point for all of you. Get involved with GoFundMe. People have already raised $500,000. Let's take care of all that family's health problems and issues.
Thank you for that, Woody. Not enough attention has been on that story. And you called it a crash, which is right. Driving under the influence is never an accident.